This chanting, this Hare Krishna mantra, you'll find in the ancient scriptures of India that date back at least 5,000 years. But the actual public chanting wasn't inaugurated until about 500 years ago, when a personality by the name of Gaurachandra, Lord Chaitanya, who appeared and brought this chanting available to the entire public. This before was only the priests were allowed to chant this mantra. Lord Chaitanya was foretold in the ancient scriptures of India to be a particular incarnation of Krishna. It's actually Krishna in the mood of his own devotee. Krishna, because sometimes, like if you're a teacher in school, the teacher will sit down with the students and show how to write out the letters, give the example himself. He'll show by his own personal example. So Krishna, he came as Lord Chaitanya 500 years ago, and he taught how to be a devotee, how to devote yourself to God. And he particularly emphasized the chanting of any name of God. If one chants the name of God, it's a very effective way to imbibe spiritual consciousness in everyday life. Because chanting can be done by a child, it can be appreciated by all different living entities. One doesn't even have to be in the human species. Everybody can appreciate chanting, and it's very easy to do. It's not like yoga where you have to sit and meditate for hours on end trying to empty your mind of all different thoughts. It's very easy to actually think of spiritual topics when you're immersed in this chanting. So Jeev Jago is a call from Lord Chaitanya. He's saying, wake up, wake up. Lord Chaitanya bole, bole means to speak. Lord Chaitanya is speaking, saying, everyone wake up. And so it explains that we are sleeping. Sometimes, like, if you're sleeping, how do we wake up in the morning? Does everybody wake up mad? Does everybody wake up naturally, or do we use an alarm clock?
Alarm.
Alarm clock. Most of us have to use an alarm clock. And what does alarm clock do? It's a sound from this world that reminds us, while we're in our dream world, that we have another world to get back to. We're living in our dream world. We might be a king or a lion or flying through space or doing different things in our dreams. And then the alarm is buzzing, and then I have a very sweet alarm, so I don't usually wake up angry. And the alarm clock, it reminds us, wait a minute, I have another reality that I have to get back to, and this is not my real reality. So the Hare Krishna mantra is actually coming outside of this world. It is coming from another reality. It's coming from the spiritual reality. And it reminds us, wait a minute, all this work that I'm doing, everything I'm doing, I have some important duties here, but there's something else I also have to pay attention to. So it reminds us of that and wakes us up out of, it says, how long will you sleep in the lap of this witch called illusion, Maya? Jeev Jago, wake up. Kota Mija Jaya Maya, that's the second line. Pisha Chira Kota. We're sleeping, just involved in business and just everyday life, and sometimes we forget. But most of the time we're forgetting, wait a minute, we have another duty to perform. So, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Thank you.